Well, I knocked and I knocked. For 10 minutes I waited. I stood there smoking a cigarette. For 3 days it had been raining. The person who came at the door was my own girl. No, no, she wasn't. Big crazy teeth, blonde dreadlocks, dude. Some old dude, dope smoke billowing out that front door. Shotgun, oh, pump action, and he pumped it. I heard that shell go in the chamber. I think there were several others in that house. Apartment probably her too. It was hers after all. Used to live there myself, but then I didn't care to stay and find out any more about it at the, yeah, no words spoken. I, with my hands up, backed up, slowly began walking away. That dude had the look, and he might have burned me down, and he still might have, maybe he did. You know, time's funny that way. And I'm standing there with a hole in my head forever. But hey, maybe he still will. Alternatively, when the time is right, nothing's impossible. Nobody wants a pessimistic engineer. Such is a competent killer, though they're not scared like most people, though. And they're one way to know you're still alive. Oh, yeah. That ain't bad news entirely, because true solitude isn't life or death. Kinda nice to know somebody on the road. Thank you.